WYSO.
Don't wander off. It's always something worth hearing on WYSO, particularly at this exact moment in time. It is just an absolute delight to welcome to Excursions, back to Excursions, and longtime presence on the Dayton music scene. And friend of the show, she is Sharon Lane. Sharon, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be here. You know, I always threaten to move into this room and not leave.
It's a wonderful performance space, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, Sharon is one of the many amazing bands that will be gathering by the river up at the Adventures on the Great Miami Canoe Livery on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just around the bend. That's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. BackyardBoogie.live for more information. And you're conduit to getting tickets. Bring the family, bring everyone. There's food and lots of camaraderie, good time, good folks, and fabulous music. On that note, Sharon Lane, again, truly lovely to see you. Will you share with us a little bit of your gifts?
Well, thank you. I'd be happy to. I'm always excited to be here. Matter of fact, I try to get in any way I can to be here and play. I always have such a good time. YSO's been such a good friend of mine and just music in general, so I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I'm going to start out with a John Prine tune because it's true. I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. Oh, if dreams were lightning, thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, all that I can hold on to believe in this living on. Just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at. He was a free rambling man. Oh, but that was such a long time. And no matter how I try, the years, they just flow on by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel, oh, that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, all that I can hold on to. Believe in this living, oh, just a hard way to go. Flies in the kitchen, well, I can hear them buzzes as I'm here. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How in the hell can a person go to work in the morning, yes, come home in the evening, oh, and have nothing to say? Make me an angel, oh, that fly from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living, just a hard way to go. To believe in this living, oh, just a hard way to go. she sits up in her bed and stretches her arms high over her head, and she breathes in deep like she ain't never breathed in before. She stands up and gets dressed and walks to the kitchen and puts on a pot of coffee and sits down in his chair and watches that pot boil. She stands up and pours herself a cup of coffee in his cup, brings that cup to her mouth and blows the steam off until it disappears. Walks through her living room and opens up that living room door and pushes that screen door open that she has pushed open so many times before and walks out on the porch. She sits down on the swing in his seat and stares at the wonderment that surrounds her. Standing up and taking two steps off her porch, she walks over to the snowball bush that her mother planted. No, her mother's mother's mother planted. And she bends down and she pushes her finger into the earth as far down as it will go. And she breathes in deep like she ain't never breathed before in her life. She reaches into the pocket of that old blue jacket and pulls out that ownership ring and drops it in that hole. Bending over, she takes that sweet hand, that kind hand, that gentle hand, and pushes the dirt over that hole that contains that ring. And you can hear her say, "Lord, don't let it grow. Please don't let it grow." She stands up, walks to the back of that little blue house, a little blue house that she ain't never been without. And she breathes deep like she ain't never breathed before in her life. And she looks at a newly, freshly dug flower bed. She reaches into the pocket of her old apron. It was her mother's apron. No, it was her mother's 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 apron. And now it's hers and she loves this old apron. She brings out a handful of seed that she gathered from the flowers that the Creator planted on each side of that old dirt road that goes to nowhere. She throws those seeds on that flower bed. She bends over and with that gentle, that sweet, that kind hand, pushes the dirt over those seeds. And you hear her singing, "I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more." As she breathes in deep, like she ain't never breathed in her life. Something tells me Mister ain't coming home.
Well, that gave me a chill in a good way. Wonderful. Is that your poem?
Well, yeah, you know, for all those years I worked at Stivers in the creative writing department, and I was so lucky to have such incredible kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned so much from them. And of course, we did spoken word and we wrote a lot of it. Of course, some of it extremely political, some of it just to get it out of your system, griping kind of whatever.
Yeah.
And stories and storytelling and all of that goes together so much that now that I am so unemployed, retired, I thought I should bring some of that out, you know.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
I like it. I like the pairing of those two as well.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
nice.
You.
We're in studio with Sharon Lane, longtime presence around this gem city and the musical vibrations that emanate from here. It's been graced many, many stages. She's going to be among those that grace the stage at the Backyard Boogie. Started literally in Shane and Stephanie's backyard. They were on with us last week, and now it's like it's official. This is a festival made good, made large. You're going to be there along with the Spike Drivers, Restless Leg String Band, Vessel, Joss Soul, one of my absolute favorite local groove bands, Magnolia Boulevard, Magic Jackson. We're going to hear some of those recordings from some of these artists as well. But you can find out more and see a complete list at backyardboogie.live. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday stretch. That's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Adventures on the Great Miami Canoe Livery. I cannot tell you what a cool setting this is and an opportunity to soak up so much cool local music. I wonder, looking back, Sherilyn, if you could count the number of performances you've given, it would be in the fat thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even.
Oh, I don't know if it would be that much, but thousands for sure.
For sure.
I wouldn't even know. You know, I'm in this process, Miss Nikki, of like getting rid of all of my life stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to leave my daughter in that
situation. This piles and stacks of beloved things, no doubt. But
a lot of it is just junk that I thought was pretty and I just had to have it.
Yeah.
But it's been a really wonderful thing to go through, where I go, oh my, I don't remember playing that. Did I play that? I played that. Or different big, huge things like going, did I realize that that was a really cool, big event to play? No, I don't think so.
None of the time, maybe.
Or, so, you know, I've been playing for so long and I've been just, everybody's been so gracious to me throughout the years that they still listen. I'm always surprised when I see young people in the audience that still like to hear me.
Of course.
And they want to be there to listen. And then, of course, you have these wonderful young people that are doing these wonderful festivals that they always include me.
Yep.
You know, well, I don't know if they have much of a choice because I just say, can I, will you, huh? You know?
Sherilyn, of course, our WISO listeners who enjoy the wonderful tradition that we've created here with a bunch of local musicians at the Dayton Art Institute with Such a Night, the music of the band. You, I think, have been there every time, maybe one time.
One I missed.
One you missed. But
I had another gig.
Yeah.
And it was the one at the old Southgate House that I wish I could have gone to.
Sure.
But I had another gig that I just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But I'm Dr. John. And I'm Mavis Staples.
So the local artists play roles and deliver quite beautifully. It's just a wonderful gathering of musical people, as is this Backyard Boogie. I can't tell you how stoked I am about this. Just fabulous collection of, when I think of it, you know, it's musical souls. Those are her performing and those who want to be there and absorb it. It's one of those beautiful circles that completes itself.
Absolutely. Let's not forget to say that this year the last waltz will be done at the Schuster.
I know.
With the Philharmonic.
With the Philharmonic.
I don't even know how to act about that one. I feel so grown up.
It's a one-off. Neil Gittleman, who conducts the Philharmonic, a big fan of the band and of the last waltz. He also really is a big fan of Alice's Restaurant as well, which we've been including. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
So he reached out and said, you know, would you? So we're doing it at the Schuster with the full Philharmonic.
That's crazy.
It's going to be, I guess, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yes. So, wow. I know. I'm going to be there just hovering in the air, just floating on the musical vibes.
I'm going to make sure everybody takes pictures of me.
Oh, of course. Of course, lots and lots of pictures. We're in studio with Sherilyn Lane. You don't have to wait until October, or I should say November, to see Sherilyn. I hope you're making plans to come out to Backyard Boogie, Backyard Boogie Live, for full details, a list of all the amazing bands. And we're going to talk with one of the event organizers, Shane Dobson, after or before this hour is done. So do stay close for that. But meanwhile, Sherilyn, would you play us another song?
I would love to. I'm going to play you The World's, now listen to this, I'm making a big thing here, The World's Saddest Love Song. It's
what?
Not, well, it's not really, but I'm going to say it is because you have people like John Moreland, John Moreland can write the saddest love song in the whole complete world, and I just don't want him to be the only one.
Uh-huh. Sherilyn Lane live on Excursions.
I know you don't want to talk about it anymore. I know you don't want to think about it anymore. And I know you don't want to be with me anymore. It's tearing me apart, breaking me in two. Nothing I can say, nothing I can do, 'cause you're breaking my heart, stealing soul, taking my everything, taking my all, and I don't know what to do. Well, I know you don't want to hold me close anymore. You don't want to dance with me in the morning time anymore. And I know you don't want me anymore. And it's tearing me apart. I don't know what to say. Well, I know if I were to throw the door wide open, oh, baby, you would run. Run just as fast as you can to get away from me, baby, no. You're breaking my heart, you're stealing my soul, taking my everything, taking my own, and I don't know what to do.
It is indeed a very, very sad song.
Well, Nikki, add a beer and low lights and you will cry. You will cry.
Has the same feel to me as Bonnie Raitt's version of I Can't Make You Love Me. It's done. There was a time, that time is no more.
Yeah.
I really love that the anymore line. I want to share a quick story about my little boy, when he was little, the finality of the term anymore. I guess I used to correct him a lot with ending the correction with anymore, like you're not to get into the chocolate anymore or climb the ladder anymore. So I was correcting him about something else, and he's looking at me, and I'm talking and trying to open smart doors in front of him, and he says to me, "Mama talk anymore."
Yeah, anymore.
It's just like, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. Beautiful song. Please tell me that song's called Anymore. Is it?
Well, no, it's not, but I've given it about 29 names.
Yeah.
So anybody that's got a good suggestion, it doesn't have a name yet, but I am going to record that song, I think.
And, it's so good.
And I'll tell you, if all of you out there, and I know you do, a young woman, Chris Blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fabulous.
Do you not love her to death?
I love her. Not only is she just a fabulous talent, but lovely, just a buoyant, joyful human being.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Inside out. She's beautiful inside out.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to her singing that chorus with me.
Aww.
That the first time I just did it just a minute ago, I'm like, what?
What? Where? No.
Where's that voice?
Aww.
You know. So.
Wonderful.
And she also tap dances with me to my stuff, and it's just so much fun.
Is she going to be at the Backyard Boogie?
Well, yeah.
Is she?
I think so.
Oh, that's
I'm hoping so.
Wonderful. You can find out more, see a full list of performers, and find out a way that you can chart your path up to Tip City, to the adventures on the Great Miami Canoe Livery at backyardboogie.live. Or, like, if you want to just twist the prism a little bit and think of it as a way to, like, engage with your community and be reinvigorated as a human being, it's backyardboogie.live. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Same word, L-I-V-E, Backyard
Boogie.
It can
be either one you want it to be on that day.
On that day. Come live and enjoy live music. That's backyardboogie.live or backyardboogie.live. Well, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Do I look
Whoa.
Like her? This changes everything right now.
That's wonderful. Sharon Lane. You are your own. I was thinking you're like a maven. There's a mavenness to what you do. The grand dame of Dayton music, just for a long, long time. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for coming in today. Will you sing us another?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah? I'm going to play one, and I'm not going to sing it unless, of course, I just break out spontaneously because I've been known to do that. But this is for Jesse Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Jesse is listening. If he's not, shame on him.
This is Sharon Lane, live on WISO.
Got me, man, Lord, we be rise. butt's getting bigger, but he says, Mama, that's all right. I like big butts. Say, I got me, man. Lord, love me every night, yeah. Got me, man. Lord, love me every night. Love on my big butt, you sure do fit me right. Say, I got me, man. Lord, sweet as he can be. Got me, man. Lord, sweet as he can be. And he sure is good to me. Say, darn good looking, and he sure is good to me. Oh, that man's good looking, yes he is. And he sure is good to me.
Sharon Lane.
It was that spontaneous thing that got me.
Big butts.
Big
butts. Might be one of the first times we've talked about that openly and like those words in that order on excursions, but it's a thing. It's legit.
Hey, listen, I tried to take the other word out. You know,
I gotcha.
I'm trying to make
everybody happy
here. And so I changed it to butt. Because I think butt is acceptable. We all
it
have
is.
One.
We all have one. And it's required, yes. For example, basic things like sitting.
Basic things like sitting, yes.
Important part of being a human.
I'm so tickled I can't sit. Nikki, sure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Believe me.
I always have such a good time when I come here. I urge everyone to support public radio.
Yeah.
Why so? No matter what, has always been here since I was extremely young.
1958.
Understand that this is a special thing for me because I did my first paid gig here in Yellow Springs.
You did?
I did.
Right on.
I think I made something like $4 or $5.
Hey, man.
Man, it was a lot of money back then. I could buy me a new pair of shoes. I was happy. And I just had, I have always enjoyed this community so much. Such a great support of the arts and just humanity, just good people, being good to each other.
Yep.
And I just certainly appreciate you all here at WISO. Thank you so much.
Ditto, Sharon. Come back and see us soon, and I'll be there at the Backyard Boogie Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's June 1, 2, and 3, Backyard Boogie Live. Come there or Backyard Boogie Live. I look forward to it, Sharon. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks.
We're going to be in studio with one of the fabulous organizers of this great 3-day event up near Tip City. He's Shane Dobson. And if you didn't know, Jesse Henry is the lead singer of this band, the Spike Drivers, who I understand Sharon's sweet on. I don't think she can hear me talking right now. She took her headphones off. So we're going to share that secret that Sharon can't hear that she loves, Jesse Henry. He'll be there with his band, Spike Drivers. Check it out. Here's one from their release going back a couple years. This is Please Don't Come Back. Megan Palmer on the lead vocals for this. You're listening to Excursions on WISO. We'll be back with Backyard Boogie organizer Shane Dobson. Stay close.